Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Operation Young Vault has condemned the Anti-Corruption Commission for inability to provide names of senior government officials under investigation. Zambia to host the 2025 Global NAB Expo. In international news, Trump presses ahead with 30% tariff on South Africa. In sports news, Chipolo Polo gear up for Chan Mission.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front and reliable news every day, my name is Suilanja Molenga. Operation Young Vote Executive Director Guess Nyirenda has condemned the Anti-Corruption Commission's inability to give information and details on investigations involving senior government officials. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Nyirenda states that the inability to give information is fighting the fight against corruption, adding that the presence of the Access to Information Act requires institutions like ACC to give out information when requested by Zambians. He says there is a need for transparency and accountability to achieve the fight against corruption. He says mentioning senior government officials who are undergoing investigations will give a sense of accountability to the offenders.
It is as good as really not giving, telling the nation that they are investigating any ministers. Why investigate them and you know, keep them around? Because we know that, in fact, for the investigation, you know, to go on smoothly, they must actually be relieved of their duties. So if SEC is able to mention them, is able to name them, I think there will be some form of, people having that information to the point that I think the world involved in corruption will actually feel the shame, but also beyond the shame, they will actually realize that they needed to be accountable in all actions that they.
In a separate development, the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, has confirmed that the country's antiretroviral stock levels remain stable at 82%. ZAMSA Senior Manager, Corporate Communications Bradley Chingobe, says this level is satisfactory and reflects the strength of its national supply chain, as the agency says it currently holds more than 3 months worth of ARV stock in reserve. Mr. Chingobe added that over 3,500 health facilities are being supplied regularly to ensure uninterrupted access to treatment for people living with HIV. He added that ARV regimens, first line, second line, and third line remain adequately stocked. Mr. Chingobe stated that the agency says it continues to work closely with the Ministry of Health and other partners to safeguard the availability of essential medicines across the country.
We do have a stable availability of antiretroviral drugs at Central Warehouse sitting at 82%. All metrics at ZAMSA indicate that we do have over 3 months' worth of stocks of antiretroviral drugs within our central warehouse level, and therefore this means that we do have significant amounts of stock and no facilities should encounter out-of-stock situations. As ZAMSA, would also like to implore citizens across the country, especially those that are on antiretroviral therapy, whether it's first-line, second-line, or third-line regimens, to know that we do have adequate supplies and they should feel free to access the services of antiretroviral therapy at any public health facility near their vicinity.
In another development, Green Economy and Environment Mike Imposha has officially disclosed that Zambia will this year host the 2025 Global National Adaptation Plan, NAP Expo, from 12th to 15th August in Lusaka. The Global NAP Expo is an annual outreach event organized by the Least Developed Countries Expert Group, LEG, under the UNFCCC, in collaboration with various bodies and organizations to promote exchange of experience and foster partnerships between a wider range of actors and stakeholders on how to advance national adaptation plans, NAPs. Announcing the development yesterday evening, Mr. Imposha said the decision by the UNFCCC through the Least Developed Countries Expert Group, LEG, to choose Zambia to host the event reflects growing international confidence in Zambia's climate leadership under President Hakainde Hichilema.
In November 24th, during the 29th session of the conference of the Party of the 9th, held in Baku, Azerbaijan, the Secretary of the United Nations Climate Convention on Climate Change granted authority to Zambia to host this very important event. The choice of Zambia as the host of the 2025 Global National Adaptation Plan and implementation of NAPs. Specific objectives include, number one, to facilitate the interaction between country lab teams and cooperating and development partners, the private sector and civil society organizations for hosting this expo.
Speaking at the same event, UNDP resident representative Dr. James Wakiaga underscored the partnership between UNDP and Zambian government. Dr. Wakiaga therefore reaffirmed UNDP's support to Zambia's climate resilience and adaptation efforts through programs like the Skrala Project, Global Environment Facility, GEF, Small Grants Program, and Biodiversity Finance Initiative, Biofin, among other initiatives.
I'm happy to inform you that UNDP has secured resources to support the hiring of the women for the expert. UNDP also holds two technical sessions and our climate adaptation projects and also our biodiversity finance initiative to share experiences, best practices, and lessons learned in the implementation of the initiative. My team at the country office and including experts at the regional and global offices stand ready to support government and hosting the 2025 and export in Zambia. I look forward to working closely with the government of Zambia and all partners to ensure successful impact on Zambia.
In a separate development, Zambia is this year targeting to attract 3 million tourists, a milestone projected to generate $1 billion United States dollars in the tourism sector. Last year, the sector recorded 2.2 million tourist arrivals, the highest in the country's history. President Hakainde Hichilema says that if this growth trajectory is maintained, tourism will become one of the main pillars of the economy, contributing to diversification and increased foreign exchange earnings. Speaking during a meeting with private sector stakeholders in the industry, represented by Mark O'Donnell, President Hichilema said the engagement was convened to address challenges that could hinder the sector from achieving its 2025 target.
Tourism sector is already